Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon is in Gemini and both the sun and Venus in Aquarius. This is lovely. This really brings you in to a rather warm and comforting weekend. It's a time to have fun and enjoy yourself, but it's also a time to think ahead. I mean, especially if you're wanting to go away and travel the world, or at least go to somewhere you've always wanted to go. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is square to Uranus, well, the difficulty and problem with this is stress. And it's normally stress within the family, this particular link, and in the houses of your horoscope. It could be a relative who doesn't get on with your partner. Or maybe you've no partner or relationship simply because you're tied to family responsibilities. It's certainly a time that's coming to break out, but if you do it today, you'll spread and cause alarm. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Cancer. Now, for you as a Libran, that position is all about career and ambition. Now, I don't know, there's something that concerns me here, that somebody is being an old fogey or a bit of a dinosaur, too much of a traditionalist, and you want to do something your way, but they're not going to let you. You know what? I wouldn't even try banging your head against a brick wall today. And here's your Tuesday stars. The bulk of the day should be spent on career or professional matters. There's some good bits and there's some difficult bits. There are challenges in life generally. It does mean that I think you just need to ask yourself, are you in the right position or profession? Because once you can actually come up with an answer to that, then it could be plain sailing. At the moment, I think you're stuck in a rut. And here's your Wednesday stars. Wonderful lunar eclipse in Leo. This is massive stuff. And for you, this is in your 11th house. Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It is life-changing. It's life-changing because it's going to alter the very fabric of your life socially. New friends, old friends, people will come and go, either naturally or through circumstances. And that's what the next 6 months is about. Changing your life in ways that you never thought would happen. And here's your Thursday stars. Yesterday, with the massive eclipse in the sign of Leo, your 11th house, Mercury really raced into Aquarius, which is great for you. And over the next couple of weeks, you should be looking at all kinds of things, especially young people. Young people, whether teenagers or babies or pregnancies, all of those kind of things are going to be very important. And that's where your mind should be at now, because your life is going to change simply because of the impact young people or a child has. And here's your Friday stars. Time to just relax a bit. Oh, you know what? Pull the curtains, put your feet up. That's the kind of stuff you need. I've got too many squares and oppositions happening, but the one trine is Saturn, which means be resolute, be constructive. Just take your time today and don't push yourself too far.